Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I'm going to be misunderstood here. I know I am. But that's okay. I'm telling you that in advance. Because to some people, to certain groups of people, you're always misunderstood. There are people who just don't understand this program, period, and certainly couldn't understand me. And that's fine. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. But, you know, I've talked with you about hurricane coverage before on this program. You know, I'm no fan of 24/7 coverage news. I think it's doing tremendous damage to the psyche of the nation, and I think I can prove that. And we've got years and years of evidence to that effect. And I watched the hurricane coverage in particular. Remember last year's coverage of the hurricane, I think it was Irma, making its way north up through the state of Florida. They so don't know what they're talking about that Jim Cantore couldn't even land in the right beach where it was going to hit, hours before it hit. Now, I'm not downplaying a hurricane. I've lived through them more than once. I have boarded up my home. I have fled on more than one occasion. I've been awoken in the middle of the night with what I thought was my roof coming apart. That was Hurricane Fran when it came over our house and reformed on the other side of the Gulf. I mean, you don't downplay these storms. You get out. I had my parents evacuate. Their home was destroyed in Naples last year. So they've evacuated and come here. So I'm not downplaying the severity of these storms. What I'm doing is I'm talking about the coverage. And the coverage is incessant. It is over the top. It is hysterical. And it frightens millions of people that don't need to be frightened. And I couldn't help this earlier today. As I was watching some of this stuff, what does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because it's the same type of hysteria that scares the crap out of people when it comes to their gun rights. People who think all gun owners are wackos or are going to kill themselves or somebody else simply because they have a gun. I'm going to go there. It's going to be a weird segue, but you'll follow me. I promise you. I'm pretty good at moving this stuff in the right direction, and that's what I'm going to do. What is an actor getting caught at an airport have to do with hurricane coverage? Just walk with me. Bear with me. That's what's so fun about this show. I love it. I'll explain it to you. But that's what it has to do, this hysterical coverage. Same thing we see with guns. But I was watching local coverage this morning, just news. Happened to be up fairly early, and I was watching some of the local news. And then later in the morning, I got a little beep on my phone, and the local weather guy was updating some stuff, and he was doing it live on, I guess it was a Facebook, I don't know, it was live on the weather app. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's kind of a joke. Hard for them to predict today's weather where I'm at in Georgia. It's very difficult. If you look, you take a screenshot of the 10-day extended weather, and then screenshot it again tomorrow, it's completely different than what the 10-day forecast was yesterday. Okay, it's just the way it is. But nonetheless, he starts going into how, all right, these are let me give you some scenarios of what's going to happen. This thing is going to hit the beach, and it's going to do this, or it's going to do that, or it's going to do that, or it's going to do that, or it's going to do that. We just don't know yet. And I thought to myself, I don't need a degree in meteorology to tell everybody what you just said. In other words, you don't know crap. Don't know anything. They cover every single angle because they don't know. So what's the point of what I'm talking about right now? When you've got 24/7 news, you've got to learn how to watch this stuff. You have to learn how to watch this stuff. In particular, as a gun owner, you've got to learn how to watch 24/7 news cycles. You just got to learn how to do it. We see a report of a quote-unquote school shooting. What do? Too many of us sit and glue ourselves to the TV and watch it all day long. We're at work. We're constantly on it. We can't go out, so we can't get off our phone without looking at it. Or we're watching the coverage wherever we're at. Or we're listening to it all day long. We're watching that same repetitive loop of 20 kids running out of a building with their hands up in the air. Or we're watching hurricane coverage, the same 2-second loop of a storm as it's barreling toward the coast, preparing to slam into somewhere. With all of these incredible adjectives and just making it worse and worse and worse and stressing people out more than they already are. And it's not good. It's not good for the psyche, but you've got to learn how to watch this stuff. Look at it. The moment you see something repeated, turn the crap off and move on with your day. You can go back and check it later. Nothing's going to happen between now and the next 4 to 5 or 6 hours, except more of the truth is going to come out, and you don't have to listen to people speculating about everything that they don't know anything about. Giving you, for example, it's going to come in here, and it's going to come down here, and it's going to linger, or it's not. And if it doesn't linger here, it's going to come over here and linger, or it's not. Or if it doesn't do that, there's another model showing it going up here and lingering, or it won't. And just once, I'd love somebody to say, this is where we're at. This is where we think it's going from there. We don't have a clue. Stay tuned. We'll give you the information. But not in a 24-hour news cycle. So this is just another reminder to just please, when you watch this stuff, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Watch it. Get off of it. Turn it off. It's very, very bad for you. It's terrible for you. And there are millions of Americans right now who live 3 or 4 states away that are seeing all these spinning colors on their screen, and it's coming over their house, and they're petrified. And they don't need to be. By the way, just so you know, the Carolinas have been hit by hurricanes for centuries. It's not a new phenomenon. Hurricanes have happened for a long, long time. It's not new, snowflakes. They've been around a long time. They're not getting worse because of your plastic straws. Good heavens. Yesterday's program... God, I got a lot of email on that, frankly. One of them in particular. Let me see if I can find this one here. Was it from yesterday's show? Yeah, that would probably be it. Martin writes in. He says, yesterday's show with Beth and Shanto joining in was, as all of your shows, very interesting and, as was said, very much needed. Another person who could explain that situation is Candace Owen. I'm totally impressed with her. Candace is trying to get black folks to get off the Dem plantation, her words. The old guard, as Shanto called them, are as invested in that narrative as their white counterparts perpetuating how racist the country is. Take care, Mark. Your shows are always great. Marty, thanks for the email. I got a lot of email to that effect. And virtually all of it said the same thing you did. Yours was just a little bit more concise, a little more pithy, if you will. And some of those of you who wrote, you know who you are, loved your emails, just don't have enough time to read them on the air. But it was a great program with Beth Bauman from Fox News, or Fox News, from, it says Fox News is on my screen right now, from townhall.com, writer for townhall.com, who had a great time on the show yesterday and really articulated some points relative to guns, gun control, elections, violence, repetitive violence, the cycle of violence, and race in ways that I could not have articulated because I didn't grow up like she did where she did, and she explained it on yesterday's show. It is worth a go back and listen. And Shanto jumping in while she was talking in full agreement and then inviting him into the mic and bringing him back was just really a fascinating conversation. So if you want to understand why Chicago continues to do what it does, or why, as I tell you every day, and I'm going to continue to tell you because it's true, if you show me an American city in decay, I'll show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level of government for decades. If you want to know why that is, Beth and Shanto and myself had a conversation about that yesterday that I think you're going to find entertaining, incredibly informative, maybe a little bit provocative, but no doubt educational, because we'll answer some questions for you. And those of you who enjoyed it, I appreciate the emails very much. Regarding Candace, yeah, we'll have Candace on the program. That much I can tell you. I can't tell you a date, but we'll bring Candace. I've been meaning to do that. It will more than likely be the Monster Cast. It depends. We're also getting ready to reschedule Ann Coulter, probably for this show. We'll run her on this show, and then we'll run that hour with her, or however much time that she's able to give us. I know she'll be able to give us more time for this show than she would the weekend show. So I'm thinking of bringing her on to this program and then going ahead and playing it over on the Monster Show as well. But a whole bunch to talk with you about yesterday, a whole bunch going on around there today. I wanted to start off with that coverage. Every time I see this hysterical coverage, again, not downplaying the damage that these storms are capable of, and there's no question. I spent a lot of time in Wilmington, North Carolina. I, a long time in North Carolina. Relatives there for a long time. It's a beautiful place. And unfortunately, I think it's going to bear the brunt of this thing. But when you see this incessant coverage, this is yet again just a reminder, please learn how to watch this 24/7 news so you don't go absolutely crazy, okay? As I say, get your head out of your media. Take this stuff with a grain of salt. Read it. Read the headline. Read the story. Understand the story. Don't just be a headline surfer. Dig deep into it and then get out of it. Go about your day. You don't need to stress your life out with this stuff, okay? Unfortunately, we'll do it for you. When I come back, I've got some emails to read. A couple stories I want to tell you about. I'm going to go to the airport. What does that have to do with an airport and an actor with a gun? I'll tell you when we come back after this. Don't go away. Fun stuff today. Okay, Armed American Radio fan, I'm sure you know by now that I am proud member number 32 of the USCCA, member number 32, and I'm very proud of that. They're on a mission to protect responsibly armed Americans just like us, and right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways ever. They want to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. So what gun's calling your name, right? Maybe it's a classic 1911 or a new SIG. Well, get your chance to get it for free right now. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. For the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that simple. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. But this all ends next Friday. Don't miss out. This is way too easy and way too valuable to pass up. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. Just imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Get your 10 free chances to win. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I know you do. I know you have a phone. You text with that phone. I know you do. So text the word FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. It was funny yesterday when Beth Bauman from Town Hall was on. She was tweeting out that she was, in fact, texting to get in on that 10, get the 10 chances to win the $1,500. And she was getting responses from people on her Twitter feed that, hey, I did too, sorry. You know, so your odds just went down by one. But the fact of the matter is that you can jump in here and you may be one of 10 people, 10 listeners to Armed American Radio who win $1,500. USCCA is giving away $15,000. 10 different sets of $1,500 to individual listeners. And all you have to do is text FREE, the word free, to 87222. And you can buy the gun of your dreams, whatever it is, up to $1,500. Ammo, guns, whatever you want. So, you know, jump. Don't do it while you're driving. As I said, don't do that. But text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222. You could win this stuff. I won a cold beer at the Braves game I told you about last week by texting a number or a win or whatever it was to a certain number that they gave out. And I've been trying for 2 years, and I finally won it. I thought it was a riot. So I took a screenshot of the fact that I won it and texted it to a couple people who I wanted to prove, hey, look, I actually won this thing. I was all excited, which is a Coors Light. But nonetheless, you can win this. I'd rather have the $1,500, believe me. Free, F-R-E-E, to 87222. I have, well, let's go to an email first before I do that, because Michael Bryan writes in. He says, Mark, I have a question. I'm currently stationed outside of the U.S. for work, and I still listen to your show, as it is the greatest talk show. Thanks, Brian, or Michael, I appreciate that. He continues, I have to listen to it a few days after it airs. But if I apply for the Armed and Responsible and say I do win, am I still eligible to win the money and buy the firearm once I get back stateside in 8 months? Thanks again for the content you provide. I love when you talk about those soy latte skinny jean wear Yeti cooler snowflake lost causes in today's society. Stay safe, Mark. Well, Michael, I appreciate the email very, very much. The answer to your question is, of course, yes. Absolutely. You actually get a card, I believe is what it is, almost like a gift card type thing with the money on it. So the answer to that question is yes. Now, you, by the time you hear this, you will have already seen my response to you, because it will be going out by email after the program today. So thank you very much for writing that in, and that was timely based on the text that I just told you about. So, all right, actors and actresses and hurricanes, what do they have in common? Well, the actor and actress and the hurricane don't have anything in common. I'm talking about coverage here. And as I said, we, as gun owners, we see hysterical coverage all the time, don't we? Right? We see mass hysteria coverage when it comes to gun rights. But who are the actors I'm talking about? What's going on here? What in the world is happening? Now, I don't know these people because I don't watch these shows. Arielle Winter, do you know who she is? She is an actress on what is, I do know this to be the case, wildly popular show, which is, what is it, Modern Family, I think, right? Sofia Vergara, is that the right one? I think I've got the right show. I don't watch that sitcom stuff, that I just don't. I have, and I've never seen the show. But I do know who Sofia Vergara is. I'm not dead. But I've never seen the program. She slammed actor David Henry. Henry, H-E-N-R-I-E, that looks like it should be Henri, right? David Henri? I don't know. I'll just say that's what his name is. For carrying a loaded gun to the airport. She was hysterical about it. Arielle Winter is speaking out against actor David Henri after he was reportedly arrested for carrying a loaded gun to an airport earlier this week. Now, I don't know if these two know each other, if they used to date, if they hate each other. They're not on the same television show. They don't act on the same show together. So she apparently tweets out, quote, so you didn't notice the loaded, in quotes, gun in your bag when you were packing for the airport? 5 question marks. In other words, why was your gun not stored safely in a place where you knew where it was, and why in the F was it loaded? Now, my first thought to that was I actually texted that. I sent this to myself, not text. I sent this to myself as a message yesterday in the middle of the night, like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning when I was up like a fool. And I'm like, oh, this is too good. I have to talk about this tomorrow. So I send it to myself. Because I stopped there and I went, well, who the hell is she to question him about whether or not what is going on with this? Why does she care? Where's the vested interest here? Well, here's what happened. This Henri guy, Henri, I don't know. He's 29 years old, was going through a TSA screening at LAX Monday. And he was found with an M&P Shield 9mm loaded. Great choice in carry gun. It's supposed to be loaded, you dopey Arielle Winter, Modern Family actress. That's what guns are for. We don't buy them and put them in holsters so we can take them out and throw them at people. Per the outlet, the former Wizards of Waverly Place, I mean, I don't know these shows, I'm sorry, was immediately detained and then taken to a nearby police station. Here's what he wrote on Twitter. I take responsibility for the situation at LAX today. I unintentionally brought my legally owned gun, which is registered in my name, to the airport. You can tell he's from California, right? It's all registered. I am so sorry for any trouble it caused, but I am appreciative of TSA's efforts in implementing the safety laws that are in place to protect our beautiful country. More than anything, I am humiliated and embarrassed that this even happened. And he should be. I'll tell you why in a second. But I'm thankful to the TSA, LAPD, and all involved today for their kindness and their professionalism during this process. Now, I don't know why news columns feel it necessary to actually show the tweet and then below it repeat what they showed in the tweet. I don't know why they do that. We can read it. We don't need to read it twice. I don't need you to tell us what I just read by requoting it. But Winter, this 20-year-old actress on Modern Family, posted a separate tweet responding to him and said she was glad he apologized. However, she noted there was a quote-unquote bigger issue. If he wasn't a celebrity, would he just be able to say sorry and walk away after bringing a loaded firearm in his bag to the airport? And then get this. This is the crux. This is what I wanted to talk with you about. Because here's what she said. And what a great place to end this segment. And we'll go into it in the next segment. Again, if he wasn't a celebrity, would he just be able to say sorry and walk away after bringing a loaded firearm in his bag to the airport? That's when she followed it up with, I am a licensed gun owner. I would never, ever accidentally bring my firearm anywhere. I lock them up legally and know where they are at all times. That could be a deadly mistake. We're going to pick that apart when we come back after this break. A lot of psychology going on in here. Who is she? Why did she feel she had to say that? Why did she say it the way she said it? And why does she even give a crap about him? We'll be back right after this. Holly Weird, you just never know.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are, back in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with me. I want to continue with this dopey actress stuff, this hysterical stuff. Just like people on 24-hour news cycles that feel they have to continually tell us stuff, or it's this hysterical manner of the way this coverage is, the anti-gunners do the same thing. You ever notice that? Of course you've noticed that. Silly question. But they constantly feel this need to just beat something into the ground, and yet they have no idea what they're talking about. Just like the weather guy who knows all kinds of cool stuff about weather, but can't tell you anything about where that storm's going to go. They got to beat it into the ground. And this actress, this 20-year-old actress, makes this comment about another actor. And I don't know why she did it. I don't have any idea why she did it. It doesn't make any sense to me why she did it. But nonetheless, felt it necessary to slam this guy. And when you read what she wrote, it opens up a lot of questions. There's some psychology going on here. And I think it's indicative of what we see, for example, with Moms Demand Action as a whole. Let me try to explain. Out of the blue, this woman, this young woman says, oh, wait a minute, maybe she's 20. How does she have a gun? Oh, can't do that in Florida anymore. Oh, she lives in California. Think about that one for a second, right? Think about that. Can't be a gun owner in Florida in the Gunshine State, but she can in California. Think about that. Grandfathered in, I know, you get what I'm saying. I am a licensed gun owner. Okay, why would you tell me that? First of all, I didn't ask you. Second of all, I don't know why you're jumping in the conversation. Third, I don't know who you are. And fourth, what business is it of yours to talk about this guy at the airport? He issued what I thought was a pretty profound statement afterwards. He basically said, look, I was a fool. These people that arrested me were very professional. And I thank them for their professionalism. And I apologize because I did something stupid. And he did do something stupid. Again, we'll go there in a minute. I would never accidentally bring my firearm anywhere. I lock them up legally and know where it is at all times. This could be a deadly mistake. She also was quoted later saying, why was it loaded? Why was it effing loaded? What was effing loaded? Because an unloaded gun doesn't do you any good. Second of all, yay for you that you're a licensed gun owner, but why are you telling us that? I'll tell you why. Because she feels guilty. She feels guilty she has a gun because she wants to play along with all the anti-gunners, but she has a gun, and this is an opportunity for her to jump out publicly, make a statement, by just railing somebody else and basically calling him whatever she wants to call him, while prefacing it with the fact that she's a gun owner and pointing out that she keeps her guns locked, she keeps her guns unloaded, and she would never make a mistake with her guns, and now she gets a pass. Now, in her mind, she's come out of the closet. She's out. She's let the world know. Moms demand action. Let's go to the orange t-shirt clad wearing hysterical Moms Demand Action bunch. Here's a piece out now. Arkansas getting ready to bring up legislation in their 2019 session. And they'll pass it. Funding and so forth for arming some of their teachers. Moms Demand Action. Hysterical. Yet just like the meteorologists and just like the show, they don't know what they're talking about. She doesn't have a clue. The moms collectively don't have a clue what they're talking about. What mom do you know? What's the old saying? Never step between a mama bear and her cubs. I've never met a mom in my life that wouldn't die violently protecting their baby. I don't know a mom that wouldn't. Last I checked, it was instinctive. Moms demand action, folks. Would they protect their kids? Like you would, mom? Or dad? Or grandma? Or I would? I would think they would. So what's the problem that they have with someone else protecting their kids and doing everything in their power? What are they so afraid of? Why are they so vocal? I'm going to bet you right now it's the same thing. I bet half of them are guilty as crap. Because half of them are probably gun owners. The same statistic. There's probably a gun in their house too. And the ones that admit it, and there are a few that do. Because I can promise you right now that this winter probably supports every gun control cause there is out on the West Coast. Based on what she said. I am a licensed gun owner. I would never. It's almost like she's got to get this off her chest. She's got to let the world know. It's like it was building up in her. It's like she feels like a hypocrite hanging around with the people who hate guns and all of her friends that hate guns. She just can't stand it anymore. So she took this opportunity to rail someone. I may be wrong, but I don't think so. I found the whole thing fascinating. And all of it based on hysteria. Because that's what we do in America today. Everything's hysterical. I actually spoke to someone who made me a sandwich at lunch today. It was at a health food store. I had a turkey wrap with some goat cheese. It was really good. And it was pressed. And it was just yummy. And I was talking with the woman that owns the shop. I go down there from time to time. Do a wheatgrass shot, some cayenne. Yeah, it's good stuff. And I was talking to her about, you know, had she seen any of the coverage of the hurricane. And you know what she said to me? She said, I have not watched the television in 7 years. I don't pay any attention to any of it anymore. I sit here and I run my business and it's successful. And I thought, man, kudos to you. She says, is there something I should know? I said, no, just that whoever's telling you stuff doesn't have a clue what they're talking about. And that was the end of the conversation because we couldn't talk about it because she didn't watch it. And I thought, wow, that's a relief. I'm kind of glad I don't have to talk about it now because it's everywhere. You know, the moral of this today is take this as an opportunity to just get out of the hysteria. Just relax. Slow down a little bit. Take a breather. Let's go over to David Henry real quick, the actor who took the gun to the airport. Clearly, this vocal young lady who slammed him for being irresponsible, let me tell you what he is. He has a license to carry in California. He's 29 years old. He's a real adult. Unlike the 20-year-old snowflake, he's a real adult by the numbers. I'm using David Hogg's own figures here. He's 29 years old. He's got a license permit to carry the gun in California. And he obviously carries a gun. He also made a great choice in a carry gun. And he carries his firearm. When you carry a gun 24/7, is it possible to make? Yes, it absolutely is. We've discussed it a gazillion times on the radio. The problem is you can't make the mistake. You just can't. You have to know better. You have to know your gun is where it is. Now, if he made that mistake in Georgia, you know what they would have told him? Oh, don't worry about it, sir. You can go ahead and take it back out to your car, then come back in and go through security. That's what would have happened. But he's going to have to spend a lot of money, a $10,000 bail and everything else. Here's the deal. And again, another lesson. If you carry a firearm, and you fly anywhere regularly or just once a year, double, triple, quadruple check where your carry gun is. Make sure it is not in a bag. There's a real simple solution to that. Don't ever fly with anything that you ever carry a gun in, ever. Separate luggage. Don't use the carry-on bag that you might use to take stuff to the range. Just don't do it. Make sure when you get out of your car to check your belt. If you're carrying an ankle holster, your socks, make sure to check. Make sure there's nothing in your pockets back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, remember, text the word FREE, F-R-E-E, F-R-E-E, FREE, to 87222, FREE, F-R-E-E to 87222, at least get your chance to be one of the 10 winners of the $1,500 to buy whatever gun or guns or whatever you want free on the USCCA. That's a pretty good bargain. FREE to 87222. This ends on Friday, September 21st, so don't miss this, okay? Don't miss it. It's way too simple. Just pull your phone out, pull up your messages, and text to 87222, the word FREE. Everything will pop up there. You'll see it. Beth was doing it yesterday, my guest on the show yesterday. What do we got going on for the rest of the week here on Armed American Radio? Some fun stuff coming up. Tomorrow, Lee Williams, the gun writer, will be joining me. This weekend, people are getting ready to do a whole lot of traveling. Gun rights policy conference is coming up the weekend after next. I'll be moving up to Chicago up there for 4 days. Be heading up there Thursday next week. Yeah, a week from today. Be heading up there. No. Yeah. Something like that. 21st. I'll be heading up on the 20th. Yeah. Heading up on the 20th. Believe it or not, 8 days away. But we'll be going up for the Gun Rights Policy Conference. We'll be up there Thursday afternoon, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Be coming back here Monday to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studio. So we're going to give Alan Gottlieb some time. He's got a whole lot of work to do. He gets up to Chicago way early. So coming up on the Sunday Monster broadcast this weekend, Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon will be joining me in Hour 1. AWR Hawkins will be in his regular slot, and we are still working on scheduling Hour 3. It will probably be me talking to you about a number of issues. So we got a great program lined up for you and, of course, for the rest of this week. Now, next week, you will hear Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, sitting in the seat for me Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then, of course, I'll be traveling on. That's because I'm going to be out. I'm going to be on vacation for a couple days. And Thursday and Friday, well, we'll have a couple surprises for you. I don't want to give it all away. We'll let you know as we get later part of the week. who will be sitting in the chair for me while we're up at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. But nonetheless, lots of stuff going on behalf of freedom and the right to keep and bear arms over the course of the next week and a half. That GRPC, by the way, is pushing close to 1,000 attendees already, and the guest lineup is incredible. I'll go through some of that guest speaker lineup with you tomorrow, and we'll certainly do that for you on the Monster Cast on Sunday with Stephen. I'll probably do it in the third hour. We'll focus on what Stephen writes about and we'll in hour one and hour two, what AWR writes about for the week. And then in hour three, we'll probably go ahead and give you some of that list. All right. Let's see. Where do I want to go now? My gosh. Airport carry. Yeah, I reminded you, please, please, please. You don't want to be that person. It's really, really simple. Okay? I've got a couple things that I do. Just like as I tell you, I don't put an extra round in the pipe when I carry my Glock 17 or my Glock 19, for example, or any gun. When I rack that slide, I don't feel it necessary to replace or top off that magazine. Particularly, and it's just a habit now, so I do it with any gun. It really doesn't matter. But I carry Glocks predominantly, various models of Glocks. And in order to take a Glock down, it requires the trigger to be depressed. And that's a mental thing with me, because when I pull that magazine out, I immediately go to that magazine, and I know and I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to empty the slide. I'm going to empty the chamber. But at the same time, I'm going to look down, and that's just another mental reminder to me, oh, don't squeeze that trigger and pull down the takedown levers. Don't. Wait. That's just what I do. And when I travel, I do the same thing. I have specific bags I carry my firearms in. I have specific bags I travel with. The two are not one. They are mutually exclusive of one another. Let me put it that way. And you need to do the same thing. I believe it or not, I know a lot of people who will travel with the same bag. You don't want to do that. You don't want to find rounds of ammunition tucked in the bottom along the edge of the crease somewhere that you can't see. You just don't need the hassle. You don't need to forget to do one of the forget to unzip one of the pouches and find out that you have a holstered handgun in there because you were at the range and forgot to take it out. You're a human being. So don't be that person. And David Henry knows that. And of course, some little smart mouth had to decide that she had to take to Twitter and publicly lambaste this kid for whatever reason. Don't know. Don't know the backstory there. Don't care about the backstory there. Sick of the hysteria. But apparently she feels better because she's just let the whole world know that she's a gun owner and she wouldn't do these things and she's safe. Why is she safe? Because her guns are locked up, unloaded. She would never take them anywhere. I would submit to that fool, she's unsafe. Certainly not responsible enough to carry a firearm, which is why she feels that she has to keep the guns in that state. Regardless. Oh, and by the way, do you know there's a hurricane coming? Just checking. There's A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about this today. Vice.com has a piece out. And A.W.R. just had to comment on it, and I loved it. Krishna Andavalu, a guy, admits in a piece on Vice that banning AR-15s wouldn't do anything to stop, quote-unquote, mass public attacks. So what's he writing about that? Because what he wants to do is call for owners of those rifles, AR-15s, to be forced to buy an insurance policy as a way of collectivizing risk. In other words, if all of us as AR-15 gun owners had to buy this policy, then when our guns are used by us to commit a mass murder, all of us as AR-15 owners will be able to pay the victims. Yeah, I know. I know. That's what it boils down to. So I went over to the Vice piece. Banning the AR-15 won't solve the mass shooting crisis. Instead, we should force gun owners to buy insurance and collectivize some of the risks of deadly assault weapons. Well, let me tell this Krishna, whatever his name is, what's your name here, bro? Krishna, my AR-15 is not a risk to anybody. Unless you attempt to deprive me of my life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, then it will be the worst thing that's ever happened to you in your life. But as long as you don't attempt to do that, my AR-15 poses no risk to anyone. Nor do the rest of the rifles and handguns in the hands of over 100 plus million law-abiding Americans who are not going to pay for insurance because you're a clown and simply cannot understand the difference between a criminal and a law-abiding gun owner. Oh, it is. I know. It's maddening. Given the gun's prominence as mass shooter's weapon of choice, no, it's not. 80% of all murders in America are committed with handguns, and that includes mass shootings, pal. Mass shootings, defined by the FBI as 4 dead or more. Not like Jacksonville with 2 and then the shooter offs himself. Didn't even count.
But that didn't matter to the hysterical media, did it?
No. Same media giving us hysterical coverage, scaring the crap out of people that live in North Dakota because of a storm barreling towards the coast of North Carolina, which, if you're new to this TV thing, you would think has never happened before. But, oh, it has. A long time before we started talking about time, and a long time before North Carolina was North Carolina. You know, I'm going to run out of time. I've got about 20 seconds here, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave you with this, ask you, do some homework. The piece on Vice, believe it or not, is actually not a bad read. It's actually a pretty good read, and I'll tell you why. Because I believe this guy is sincere as the day is long. This guy's not trying to take anything from me. What this guy's trying to do is like, look, for whatever reason I feel it necessary that I have to come up with, he's got to do something, right? So he writes this piece. And I really do believe that this guy is saying, look, man, you know, and he admits, these are just my opinions and I may be wrong. I'd love to hear from you. Check it out. Banning the AR-15 won't solve the mass shooting crisis. It's at Vice, vice.com. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everything, everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.